Who did this?
The DC lawyers, I knew it.
That's one f***ing ugly sweater.
Yeah, it's probably the same guy that got Cavill and that other Batman.
Hello and welcome back to A Stark Contrast, where we discuss the differences and similarities from Marvel Comics to their MCU counterparts. And we are your hosts, Jeffrey.
And Di.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
And welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. So, Mini Marvel number 16.
16.
We're here. Holy smoke. 16, by the way, of episodes, 96 episodes, almost 100.
Yes.
Kind of insane.
Yes.
So this is where we talk about the broader Marvel Universe and the MCU's hot topics. And so before we get into the good stuff, and I'm sure you have more stuff that I haven't even seen yet, this is, for the record, the last real episode of this season, of this year, if you will. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But before we wrap 2024 up, do you want to take a guess which episodes are on our top 10 for the year?
Oh my God. Oh God.
Yeah. Every year I post the graphics of like what made our top 10 and it surprises me every time.
And you just sent me the Wrapped.
I did.
Oh God.
But that only showed our number one episode, our top episode of the year,
uh-huh.
Which for the record...
Oh,
was Gambit. Thank you to the darling, adorable AJ Nicasio for
Gambit
helping us with that one. Yeah.
Ghost Rider. I was going to say Knight Rider.
Hey, man. Of the 2024, you know what? I'm not even sure all these episodes are from this year, but the top 10 episodes of the year are in this order, Jeff. Number one, Gambit.
Yes.
Number two, Rogue. Number three, X-Men 97. So that was our season review.
Yeah, yeah.
Number four, Madame Web.
No.
Yes.
Madame Web?
Madame Web was one of our top five episodes. Deadpool, speaking of number five, was Deadpool. Number six, Drax. Number seven, Maximum Effort. So that was our
Deadpool Wolverine recap.
San Diego Comic-Con recap. Number eight, Spider-Man 2099.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, didn't see him coming up. This one, number nine, I didn't see coming up either. Beast.
Ooh.
And then closing off the top 10, another X-Man with Colossus.
Wow, we were X-Men heavy
yes,
this
I
year.
Yes, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Just like Drax and Madame Web and Spider-Man 2099 are the only ones that are not mutant X-Men adjacent in our top 10. So that's kind of wild.
Yeah, Madame Web is...
Madame Web.
Is surprising to me.
Yeah.
But also, I get it. It was horrendous.
So that was
but
like
a
February.
Fun movie.
Yeah, I mean, and so we'll talk a little bit about that later on down the line. But I wanted to share this comment that we got on Blue Sky. If you're there, we're there, kind of. But I was shocked
I even
to find.
That.
I'm sure you.
Many Dude, people I'm haven't. Overwhelmed. I still barely even go through threads.
There's
I'll
too
click
many.
Threads. I'll only click threads where I'm like. Oh, I haven't clicked this in a while. I'll just click it. I'll do one scroll and I'm like, this is a lot of information.
It's
okay.
A lot. And then you toggle over to X.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah. I am a TikTok.
Yeah.
Person. Yeah. I'm a doom scroller.
That's forever. That's the infinite loop.
The
for
you page is probably the best tailored for you page out of all.
Oh man.
Yeah. Like Instagram really messed up, man.
Yeah. It's kind of messed up, unfortunately. But what isn't messed up is this comment that I actually received directly on my account about the podcast, because I mentioned the Gambit bit and how I was thankful for AJ and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And so this person took the time to listen to the episode. I don't know if they're an actual listener all the way through, but I hope they will be soon enough. But this comes from Amy Sheary, MD on Blue Sky, who wrote, I'm so grateful to finally find a podcast episode where the hosts don't just bash Gambit and completely misunderstand his background. If they're gonna hate, then you don't do the episode. You did a great summation of his character and why he is fun and unique X-Men teammate. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I was like,
wow. Well, I mean, yeah, that's honestly what we that's what we aim to do,
right? With,
no matter what character is. I literally just said Madame Web was not a great movie.
Yeah.
But but you have to like appreciate like their background and their story.
Right.
It's not Dakota Johnson's fault the movie's bad.
Right.
It's not.
But in all like honesty, that was so nice. And I wrote back and I said, yes, this is exactly what we aim to do.
Yeah.
Just what you said.
So like, great. No, yeah.
And so it's so nice to hear that. So thank you, Amy.
I know.
Thank you again for that. That was so great.
It's still very like crazy to me that people actually still listen and they're like, that's a great viewpoint. And I'm like, yeah, like we don't just talk that stuff.
We might
sometimes
not be getting like the views and listens.
Yeah, like,
and
we're not trying to like clickbait and be like Gambit sucks because blah blah blah. Yeah. And it's like, well,
exactly. And
he sucks because this. I'm just kidding.
Not in front of the baby. Speaking of my baby here, but yeah, so that was pretty awesome. So thank you, Amy. And then you know, not a pop quiz, but a pop quiz. So speaking of the top tens, so we now have done these top tens for four seasons worth by now.
Uh-huh.
There is only one character that has made two lists. Do you want to give a guess of all the episodes, of all 96 episodes?
Did you just say them?
No.
Oh,
they're not in the list that I just mentioned. They were in the top 10 for 2022 and 2023.
Oh, we've been doing it that long.
Like, yes, we have. Well, we started in 2021.
Who was it?
There was one character, and I was very surprised. But they made the top 10 list twice.
It wasn't my girl, right?
Which one is your girl?
The one I met?
No. It wasn't Wanda, but Wanda was number one the first year.
Yes,
we recorded.
That, okay.
Yeah.
Was it the top dog RDJ, Iron Man?
No, not even Iron Man.
Which one? Wow, because they're doing... Okay. Give me one more guess. Hold on.
It is a female character.
Okay. What year did their movie or... Okay, well, that's... I think the year's movie or TV show.
Oh, that's such a giveaway.
Is it? Damn.
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
Can you give me a year?
Can I give you...
Year of... Huh? Oh, sure.
I mean, it's...
Face is good. Face is good. Face is good. Face is good.
Phase three?
Okay. Phase three. We're talking, because what was phase four? That's post-2020. Okay, phase four was 2020 COVID. So WandaVision was the start of that.
Which phase is that?
That's phase...
We're
in phase four right now.
Yes.
Wait, so
you're supposed to know this.
Wait, no. Phase four was WandaVision, the start of WandaVision.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So phase three.
Yes.
The Infinity Saga.
Wait.
They don't love you like I love you.
Okay, just kidding, just kidding, just kidding.
Mm.
Phase four.
Mm, see? Die. I know.
Phase four.
Damn.
Sorry.
Okay. So let's go down the list. It's a long list. Okay.
No. It is. Female characters from phase four.
God, like the first one that came to my mind was She-Hulk. Because of how like...
We haven't even... Did we cover it?
We did. Wait.
No.
We've
covered Hulk. We don't know who we've covered
who
at this point.
Okay, there's Echo. There's Young Flo. Oh, we did cover Flo.
Oh, we did cover She-Hulk. I'm so sorry.
We did cover Flo too.
Yes, we did.
Yelena.
It was Yelena.
Yeah, baby.
So Yelena Belova, our Yelena Belova episode, which was episode 31.
Okay.
Ranked top 10 in both the year that she came out, so 2022, as well as 2023, which is mind blowing to me.
She's a great, great character.
Incredible.
Played by an amazing person.
Love.
Yes. Love.
Yeah,
yes.
So that was cool. But yeah, so stay tuned. We're going to post the graphics before the new year. And yeah, and you can see or remind yourself of what happened. And I made a pretty little graphic. I'm kind of jaded because I put like Taylor Kitsch on it because we released it before Channing Tatum, just for the record.
We did it before
Deadpool and Wolverine.
That is true.
People cannot hate me for that, but I am tempted to put AJ Lucasio instead.
What about AJ dressed as Channing Tatum's Gambit.
Well, we have pictures of him as X-Men 97 Gambit.
Oh, okay. He's with the eyes and everything?
Yeah, he did it.
Because then he also did Channing Tatum's Gambit, too.
Did he?
Yeah, I saw him post of the... Well, I mean, it's probably...
Well, also, Gambit.
Gambit. The Deadpool Wolverine costume is based off the X-Men 97, yes. So it's...
Yeah. His is the purple one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, I might put AJ on it. But for now, it has Taylor Kitchen, so stay tuned for that. Hello, James Buchanan. Hi.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Hello. You can say hi? Yeah, come here. Hi.
All right.
That's Bucky Barnes. He's here. And so before we move on, I wanted to address this pile of stuff as my beautiful Bucky Barnes comes to say hi. Hi. And so aside from this adorable chibi Gambit, X-Men 97 Gambit, I did get the whole set, but I'm only keeping half of them. So he's adorable. I got a few things in the mail. I'm also doing what I call the Great Purge. And so before Christmas, I take all the things that I'm like, I don't feel like selling this. I'm going to donate it to children.
There's so much stuff, guys.
There's so much stuff. So I'm separating all these things that I'm like, okay, slowly releasing from the collection. I am the collector.
Yeah.
And so I'm putting it all in a bag and I'm going to go donate it. And so unfortunately for me, being a collector, hey, Bucky, I have also, hi, I also have this problem of bringing things in.
Yeah.
So, hi, buddy.
Same. So, I have to start saying no to you.
you're going to have to start, especially. And so we have referenced this tiny, tiny cat-sized book for the Marvel Mini Heroes for in lieu of my trading cards. And so I found...
Two more?
I was complaining about how there wasn't a villains book, but there is a villains book. So there's a book of heroes, a book of villains. Oh, Bucky, so nice. And a mini book of X-Men.
Dude, that's how you know there's so much X-Men if there's a book on just X-Men.
Just X-Men. And these are the only three books that are tiny, apparently. So I was like, oh, well.
I mean, you got to keep them.
I have to keep them. These are usage.
That's
for
pretty
our,
much Bible right there.
It's pretty much. Podcast Bible. And so those two new books came to the collection. Oh, my beautiful boy. And then we got in the brand new Hawkeye Season 1 Blu-ray. 4K DVD.
Oh, that's right. It just released.
Came out. I haven't opened it yet.
It just released and she just got engaged.
She just got engaged. Jeff's life.
This will
ruined.
Be my last episode, guys, of the pod. I will see you at the bottom of the river.
God. I know. The minute I saw it, I sent it to Jeff and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, I saw it right away.
You have her on
side alert. Tangent. I opened Instagram and I saw the joint post.
Oh.
And I damn near fell to my knees. Sure. I sent it to my friend who me and her are in love with Haley.
Oh yeah.
And she hates the Buffalo Bills.
Oh God. Oh no.
And so we were just like, I'm throwing up.
I thought you were saying I'm throwing myself off a cliff.
I am flabbergasted.
Yeah.
It should have been. It wouldn't have been me.
It
should have
been.
Absolutely devastated.
So, and then the whole Shameik Moore thing. Smiles and Gwen.
Yeah. Ooh. Guy needs to relax.
I get it, though. Beautiful. She's beautiful. Congratulations, Haley. We love you. Jeff.
Whatever, dude.
Jeff is... sad beyond compare, but
I'm not watching the next Hawkeye. I will be fully tuned into the next Hawkeye. I will definitely be watching it.
Yeah. And then not related to Hawkeye, I got a new some ASMR for you. So a new
open it. Open it.
A new slab for my collection. Gamora number one.
Oh, I thought it was M&M's.
No! M&M's 9.8.
Can you blame me? I was like, oh my God, yes. M&M's. They have their own Marvel run? That's crazy.
The back of the comic, Jeff. So Gamora number one from Nicole Perlman.
Oh, that looks
and
sick.
And Marco Cicchetto, one of my favorite
can
runs.
Can I see the cover?
They cut me a deal. They're like $30. It's yours. I was like, all right.
For a 9.8?
9.8 of a fantastic run. 5 issues. Yeah. Oh, look, Bucky's even... He's like, whoa, that's a good buy. It's a good buy.
Is that an outfit that she had in the game?
Yes, actually. It is.
The sword outfits. Looks familiar.
Yeah, it's the Godslayer.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I got that for a cool 30 bones. Great to add it to my collection at a 9.8. Can't frown at that.
Die sitting at least $1 million, guys.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
I'm just kidding. Don't rob her.
Yeah, please don't. And then, this pre-order that I forgot I pre-ordered came in.
Wow, that must be nice. That she forgot she pre-ordered. Jesus.
1/6 scale Scott. Cyclops. Scott.
Jean. I can hear it from here.
And I think it's the limited edition. I can't even remember.
Happy National Cheaters Day, Scott.
I know. Cheating is now legal in New York. Big day for Scott Summers. And so it's new. Obviously, I haven't even taken out the plastic yet.
1/8 scale?
1/6 scale.
1/6. Oh, I can't
drawn
read.
Drawn by Dan Van Seemeyer. And then, it comes with multiple hands and positions. He has a jacket on, jacket off.
Is there a position where he goes, Gene?
Yeah, pretty much. He has his mouth open. And he comes with a coffee cup. The coffee cup is what's holding me. Domestication.
Oh, it's funny.
So you could put him, like, in his jacket, and he's like,
Gene. Madam.
Yeah. So I have Gambit and Cyclops, though.
You gotta have them fighting or arguing over who's Rogue.
Who's more handsomest? Oh, that's Bucky Barnes. You're the most handsomest. My cat is falling asleep on camera. Oh, so handsome. Yes, you are. And then, so speaking of, Jeff, please don't kill me. You just said, like, don't give me more stuff. And I'm like, well, I found a couple of things I'm going to give you, so I'm sorry.
What?
So the first thing is this replica Daily Bugle.
Spider-Man!
Of Spider-Man! Get me pictures of Spider-Man! Have you got a Spidey tip? Spider-Maniac's Web of Destruction.
No, I don't want pictures of the parade. I want Spider-Man.
Mysterious MJ. Who is she really?
Parker Petition. What you need to know.
I saw a tweet the other day. Not the other day, but recently. It was like, I can't. There was a picture of, like, whatever, Spider-Man. And it was, like, in his pose, like, high up.
Yeah.
And then someone was just like,
oh yeah,
J. Jonah Jameson is an idiot. How are you asking who's Spider-Man when you're getting pics like this? Exactly. He's like in the sky, 60, posing.
62 stories up, perfect focus. Yeah.
Peter Parker's giving you these kinds of photos, and you're not sketched out. That, like,
this kid might get some money this week. So this is from No Way Home. This is a No Way Home.
This is really cool. Where'd you get
and
this?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
And this is extras, for the record. So I got this. I must have gotten it at Comic-Con. And so it was for No Way Home. So the entire newspaper is in character, if you will. It's fashioned after No Way
Home.
Let's
see how really in character. Liberty Mutual? That's real.
That's real. So it's a Liberty Mutual promotion.
Okay. Well, damn
and
it.
So they, so they did that takeover on the NYC streets. So they had the little pop-ups for the newspapers.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And so I got a couple. Maybe actually I got a couple from some friends because maybe they didn't have it at Comic-Con after all. But yeah, so it's head to toe in character for the film.
Spider-Maniacs, Web of Destruction.
Well, that's not the only one because I found another one that I had a double of. I'm so sorry, but this is the cool stuff that you
this
might
is,
actually
this is the
want
ones
to
that
hang.
You're,
yes, and I have, again, I have
keeping.
Extras. No, these are yours. So this other one is also a Daily Bugle replica, but from
the
Sony
game.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man breaks out the scorpion.
Speaking of, like, this epic pose.
Oh,
damn,
yeah.
That Peter Parker's a great
Peter Parker. Parker, where'd you get these?
Parker.
This is amazing. I'll give you $200 for it.
Your video game, JJ, I'm...
I'll take podcast JJ.
Yeah.
I'll take podcast JJ. Yeah.
JJ. And then, of course, on the back, it has the Spider-Man.
So
the
good. Really?
Yeah. And it's also
release
dressed.
The DLC!
I know. It's also addressed in the entire game. So it's about Kingpin, and it has his new suit.
That's so sick.
Daily horoscopes.
This is going to go straight into storage until I find a place to house this.
Yes.
Sam's going to be like, brother. And I'm
but
like, I know.
If you're going to frame anything...
This
That's
is good.
What you frame. Like, don't frame the free posters for the films. Frame that stuff.
I'll frame these?
Frame those.
Well, then what do I do with the poster? I have so many posters. I keep telling Sam's like, what are you going to do? I was like, well, I have a wall.
Yeah.
Basically, I have a wall in my room that I can just fill up with frames or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll do the posters. And I still haven't, like.
You got to do it this, what I did here. Main poster.
Yes.
And then smaller stuff.
I do have a main poster because my old coworker, before she left, she gifted me the Avengers thing. One.
Yeah,
I just have to reframe it.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I can put everything else.
Scatter it. Spray it. So it's not like.
Yeah.
Structured. It's like beautiful.
But I like
chaos.
Structure.
I mean.
Structured chaos.
Structured chaos is my brand.
Is Spider-Man's middle name.
Yes, it is. And so now we can move on to other stuff. But yeah, so, you know, I'm doing my purge and all the good stuff's coming up.
And purging it onto me.
Yeah, purging onto you and other things and selling the other stuff that might sell. But speaking of selling stuff, so the notable news, latest in the Marvel Universe, top notation I have here is the Avengers Reserve is now open at Downtown Disney Anaheim. So I did a video of that.
Oh, that's
and
right.
So it's this new shop. It's all MCU-ish, kind of.
Yeah.
Not entirely, because they have some cool old school 1950s Golden Age, Silver Age, Modern Age merchandise.
Okay.
I would say half you could already get inside the park. So if you go like I go, you're like, oh, that's cool. Now you don't.
Oh,
have to
it's
go
like people
inside.
Who like aren't who don't yes. get to go inside the park,
right? Because you don't need a ticket to go to the store.
Yeah,
which is great. And so that's open now. And I just hit the mic. Sorry. Did I just apologize to the mic? And then if you
stay
go
in,
I know it, if you go in, it's really cool because yeah, they have life sized versions of the heroes. And so far from what I
like, literal like
yeah, there's a Captain Marvel that's like floating. She's got her helmet on.
Good lord.
And she's like floating in the air. And there's a Spider Gwen. I lost my mind. I was like,
how much is it?
It's not for sale.
Oh, it's just on display.
It's display only.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah. So there's three inside, four inside, then there's four outside. So outside, they have the Hulk. They have a...
Where in Downtown Disney is this?
So...
And near the middle?
Din Tai Fung, across from Din Tai Fung.
I still haven't been to the...
Oh. Well, it's at the very edge of it.
Let me show you my points of references that okay. I remember.
Yes.
Where House of Blues is, or was.
Was, yeah, because they moved it.
That,
yeah,
and then that middle circle area where the bar, where that restaurant
okay.
bar is.
So further than where the House of Blues was, if you're old schooler, you remember where Rainforest Cafe was.
Yes.
Which is now Star Wars, whatever.
What?
Oh, yeah, they rebranded it. It's not Rainforest
they
Cafe.
They took out Rainforest Cafe?
Yes. So they took out, it's the Star Wars trading post now, and they only utilize the bottom floor. So they just kind of redressed it to look like a bounty hangout.
Got it.
And so it's Star Wars merchandise. Across from that is kind of where Avengers Reserve is.
Got it.
It literally just opened on last Friday. So I was there the first day it opened. And so, yeah, so they have, I keep wanting to say Eric Bana's Hulk. It's not Eric Bana. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk. And then, of course, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is up top. Ant-Man and the Wasp are somewhere in there. You have to look really closely to find them. Then inside, Captain Marvel, Spider-Gwen.
Ghost Spider.
I know, I texted Rico and Robbie separately, and I was like, I damn near had a heart attack. Because I looked up and I was like, wait, what?
Who is this?
My child? Yes, my daughter is there. And then Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
Wow, that's
baby
so
Groot.
Crazy.
It's so cool. And so it's a fun little store. Yeah, definitely worth a shot to you know, go check it and see all the good stuff that's happening there. And yeah, they have good stuff. I got a friend, he already knows, so I'm just going to say it, but I got a friend the Daredevil cowl for Christmas.
Whoa, you got that? Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's in the garage, yeah. Man. I gotta mail it. But yeah, it's that kind of stuff. They have stuff that's only exclusive to California Adventure, Disney Resort.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm so like used to like just being from California,
yeah.
LA, where I'm just like, like, oh yeah. But then there are people who literally will yeah. see that who live in like the East Coast
yeah.
or the Midwest
exactly.
or somewhere else. And
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh my God, we have to go to Disneyland to get this.
To get this
or
thing.
I was like,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, damn,
yeah.
that's crazy.
And so they actually, speaking of, they sell these X-Men figures as well. So far, they only have Jubilee and Gambit, but they have like Spider-Man and Venom as well. So all these high-end toys are making their way in there on top of like the pens and pencils and pins and stuff. But they're leaning in to the collector side
because
they
know.
They make
so much money off merch. Or
I
just
know.
It's
so nuts. So they have the Daredevil cowl and it was so adorable because when I was in there, you can tell the cast members are fresh and they're like, hi, welcome to it. That's like their first shift there ever. Right?
Yeah.
And they're like, hi, welcome to the shop. And, you know, if I can help you find anything, let me know. And there's this one guy in particular. He saw me grabbing the cowl and I had it under my arm. And he's like, that's a good choice. I was like, I know. And then, like, I walked away and I was like, it's not for me. And then he's like, yeah, I know. I really want to get it. And every time I was just looping around, just looking at everything. Every time I came near that guy, he's showing it to someone else and he's like, oh, I really want to get it. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I really want to get it.
Like, brother,
so
you work
adorable.
Here.
I know. Like, I was like, you have a fat discount happening right now. Buy yourself
a cow. At the end of your shift, man. Or just buy it and put it in the bag.
He probably could get it for like $30.
I wonder if there's like a rule though of like, is
no,
there?
There's no rule.
Oh, there's no rule.
They want the money back. Yeah. And then I was going through security. And I was like, oh, here we go. I'm going to hear something. And I put it through. And the guy was like, he peeked in at the security guard. He's like a full-fledged cop. He like peered in and he was like,
Wait, security when you check out?
Yeah, like, because I went to dinner and I came back to the main area. And so they check your bags. And so when I came back in, he looked in and he's like trying to play cool. And he's like, you got Iron Man's helmet, huh? I was like, sir? And he looked again. He's like, I'm sorry, my bad. I was like, thank you. And he's like, I appreciate that. I like the show. And I was like, good man.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he knew. He
knows
Daredevil.
Ball.
And
he knows
was
ball.
Like, he was like, I'm glad they brought her back. And I was like, who are you talking about? The range is huge. And so he was like, Elektra in Deadpool Wolverine. I was like, look at you. I was like, I'm so impressed.
Deep cut right there. Yeah. That guy knows ball. He was there in 2002.
He was there.
That's
what I said. I was like, they weren't perfect, but I loved her. So that's all that matters. But yeah, so that store is now open. You can go check it out. They have a ton of cool stuff, including the Daredevil cowl. So now the conversation that's on everybody's minds, Jeff. Marvel Rivals.
I heard Jeff has been getting murdered in the game, dude.
Murdered, but he's also murdering. Like, he is murdering. There are memes of him everywhere.
I saw a funny tweet about Spider-Man in Rivals. Someone said, like, oh man, like, oh, I understand these NYC thugs. He is really hard to pin down.
Yeah, he is. And I was talking to my coworker today because I got him into it as well. I was like, you gonna download this game? And he was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I had no idea or barely recalled that he is an Overwatch guy and he's a COD guy. And I was like, oh, you might like it. I don't play PVPs, but you know, let's try it out. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he jumped on. And I mean, we haven't played together, but I was like, all right, hit me with your mains. And he was like, he said the same thing about Iron Man and Spider-Man that I did, in that they're hard to pin down. And like,
so is it just team? Is it team against team?
Yes.
And then you just like
6v6.
And then you just Super Smash Bro that thing up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
First.
But he says, according to him, it's not as chaotic as Overwatch in a good way.
Okay.
So it's not like,
you're dead. People just spamming their powers and everything.
It's actually kind of funny because they are, once again, these Marvel characters that we're so used to. And you have this brother. Oh my God. Sweet baby angel. And
what
so
is Jeff?
He's,
what is young Jeff?
So there's three tiers. For people who don't know about Marvel Rivals yet, download it. It's free. But there are three tiers.
Yeah.
The Vanguards, which are like tanks. So Thor.
Sure.
Hulk. Captain America.
Heavy people. Heavy duty.
Venom. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know if Venom is, but they're tanks. Penny Parker is because she's got the robot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they're slower, but they hit harder. They have higher HP. Then you have the duelists who are Star-Lord, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Who else? Brain fart.
Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange might be a Vanguard. Oh my gosh. Black Widow.
Okay.
Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Wolverine. Those characters. And so tanks, they do the heavy hitting. Strategists or duelists, you can fight a lot, but you're also playing an actual part of like defending.
Got it.
And then you have the strategist, which is the healers. The beautiful healers, which are Rocket Raccoon, Loki, surprisingly enough, Mantis, and my boy, Jeff the Land Shark.
If my name started with a J, he'd probably be my mascot.
He's adorable. Well, you can just change it. We could change it to your name. But he is adorable. And so have you seen the gameplay?
Only snippets, but not Jess specifically.
He's so funny. Because Rocket, because again, they're both like healers, right? And so Rocket has this giant machine gun.
Yeah.
They all make jokes like in the MCU too, which for the record is amazing. So if you have him in the same lobby before you battle as Bucky, he's like, are you ready to sell that arm yet? And he's no.
It's very meta.
But they're comic book based, but have skins. And so anyway, Rocket has his giant gun and he shoots at these golden orbs to give people HP, right?
Yeah.
And he throws out tactical gear that can help shield people and all that good stuff. Then you have this little guy. And Jeff, he can dive in to the floor.
Yeah.
And he can make a tide pool of sorts. He swallows up everybody on the opposition into that tide pool. And you can swim to an edge and spit everybody out off into the void.
Oh my gosh.
And they all die. They come back. You respawn.
Yeah. Within 7 seconds. I gotta see this.
But he's like, and then he goes, and then they all just go, and then you just see, bing, 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 bing.
That's so crazy.
I didn't know he would be the goat. But now I see why they made, aside the fact he's adorable, they made a fan of him because he's like an unsuspecting goat.
Yeah.
But people hate him too because he can do that.
He can do that, yeah.
But he also does the thing where he only spits water. He doesn't really attack.
Yeah.
Because he's a land shark.
Yeah.
He's this tall.
Yeah.
And so, but he does adorable things and I love him to death. I've not mastered him yet. I've been in Rocket Raccoon world. I'm like, okay, I like him. I like him and Star-Lord so far.
Okay.
But you really got to play everybody just to get a feel for it. Because I don't know what kind of
melee
gamer you are. Because people are also loving, and I detest him, Iron Fist, the new Iron Fist.
I've heard. I saw a meme about, like, please help. And then someone's like, Iron Fist is literally, like, punching me to death. He's like,
yes. And so, like, every time. Because they know, people who use him know that if you're a Rocket Raccoon or you're a Loki or you're a Mantis or a Luna Snow, you're out there to help people with HP. And so all I see is like, you get the little red dot that somebody's hitting you and I'm like, oh no. And then all you see is like Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And then he like flies by and I'm like, and then I come back and he knows, like, you know, that team is on comms and he's like, get the Rocket Raccoon. And so I die every time. But it's fun. It's chaotic. I didn't play yesterday. I have not played today. I might play over the weekend, but pretty good. I didn't expect to like it because I'm not a PvP person, but I'm kind of down because it's Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'll see. Invested.
Maybe I'll, yeah. Yeah.
You should check it out. I was like, ooh, what if for our 100th we make you play?
we just record ourselves playing.
Exactly, where that's part of this video episode. And then we picture in picture your gameplay just for one round, just so you can get the hang of it and see what it looks like.
And I'll record myself just like
amazing.
How my my audio.
I am curious to know who your main would be though. So
dude,
yeah, it's
so
pretty
it
cool.
takes so much time to
I
like,
will say Wanda.
Is she OP?
Pretty good.
She better be.
I see a lot of people MVP with her.
Better be. Yeah. That's right.
And they also have a Multiverse of Madness skin.
Ooh.
And so her MVP like victory is her coming out of the and she's like
that's scary.
Yeah, and then she does
That's how they get you, the skins.
They know. Yeah, I'm excited about the skins because I'm a had to have that Rocket Raccoon Volume 3. But yeah, great game. Check it out if you haven't yet. Again, goat.
So funny.
Jeff the Land Shark from
That's
Gwenpool
so
fame.
Hilarious.
So if and when they introduce more characters like Gwenpool, I'm sure that they'll do co-ops because when you have Groot in a waiting room or in general and Rocket is there, you can have Rocket jump on his shoulder. And then Groot can do the thing. But this little guy will jump on Groot's shoulder too.
Nice.
So I was like, okay. Yeah, and so they have all these triple, like if you have certain people in the squad, they can do certain things. Adam Warlock is also a healer for the record. So he's in there too.
Jeez.
Yeah, but no Gamora and no Drax. I was like,
Maybe they'll add them at some point. Yeah.
But I do hear, as the per the rumors on Twitter, that the Fantastic Four are dropping next. So we'll see. People are hacking into the game just to find like the loading stuff.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So they found Johnny Storm, Mr. Fantastic, and Thing so far. Nobody's found Sue, and I'm like, well, because she's invisible.
Not wrong.
So we'll see. We'll see when they add them, and then same with the X-Men and Deadpool and more of the other, you know, classic characters. But we'll see. It'll be fun. Can't wait. I will actually stay pretty jumped in. I'm level 13 as of this recording. So December 10th, I am level 13. We'll see where I am in a couple of days or so. Yeah. So speaking of stuff on Twitter, have you seen all these crazy casting rumors for for Doomsday?
Yeah.
Are they all fake?
I don't know. Some of them might be legit, but also it's also like damn, remember when we used to like not know anything?
Oh god, I relish.
And, it's like now I might have to have that idea in my head of like it's a possibility.
Well, it ruins everything because when I saw that Chris Evans was rejoining as Cap, I was like, I don't know how to feel actually. Yeah. I was like, that's kind of cool, but also like.
Same thing with RDJ.
Right.
So it's like
now I'm like, oh, I don't know how I feel about any of it.
Yeah, and obviously we'll never know like in what capacity.
Sure.
But it's also just like
yeah.
I wish we just didn't know.
I agreed. I know. I'm kind of like hoping it's just some fake fad because
I just hope I forget about it by the time it ever even comes. You know, it's just like whatever. And I'm like, oh my god.
Well, you know, speaking of like not knowing stuff, so I finally watched The Assembled for both Agatha All Along as well as Deadpool Wolverine. And Sean Levy said something great in that, you know, when they were talking about the set design, like you had mentioned in our other episode, that the reason why. They created that full street set of Wade's wherever
Wade's
Wade
world
lives,
yeah.
Is not only because he doesn't exactly live in San Francisco or New York or even in this version of the planet, but also that they had so much spoilery stuff that they had to keep it concealed.
Same thing with the Chris Evans cameo too. Yeah.
So I was like, hey, more people just need to not film in the public view then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if that's what it takes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, Doomsday is like, what, 2026 apparently?
2026.
So it's like.
I know. I don't know.
Honestly, for what it's worth, I thought that was like 3 years from now. It is pretty much almost a little over a year.
Jeffrey.
Stop.
Jeffrey.
She said thank you.
Jeffrey.
I just have that. Yeah. side note. Sam came over to my house and like my room's pretty settled in. I'm,
sure.
You know, back, whatever.
Yeah.
And my desk is like, and then I just have on the side is literally just the photo of me and Elizabeth just there. Like no frame, no, it's just on the, she was like, she's gonna leave this here. I was like, you're not gonna like, I'm not gonna just store it under my under storage.
You need to buy a frame for that.
I do need to buy a frame. And it'll be the only thing on my desk. Just I'll frame it and then I'll hang it on the wall.
You know, we can do if you just want to make it very subtle and subtle. Like we'll print it out on a Polaroid, and crop it in like you just like took it with her, and then just have it pin it to your mirror or something, and be like, it's me and my lady.
Like it's literally just on my desk. Like you just look to my left. I'm like, it's just like
yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah. But yeah, so it's only. Technically a year and a half away, if even that. Like a year and 10 months at most.
Which means they have to start filming like summer of next year or mid next year.
Well, right, because Spider-Man is filming next summer. Because
also Spider-Man 4.
For 2026.
We got a lot of things.
So, I don't know if these rumors are just for rumor fun.
It's just people just wanting to
they just want the engagement money from Twitter, I guess.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then people will just complain also. It's like gives people a reason to complain. Be like, oh, MCU fell off. And like, cool. If it did, that's...
I know.
It's your opinion.
In your world.
I'm still going to...
Yeah.
I'm still going to watch
it. Still enjoying it.
Yeah.
Saying.
Like life is so much better when you just...
Yeah.
Give things a chance.
I agree. And that's why we do the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, So yeah, I'm hoping that this is all just fodder and none of it's substantial, and we can just wait for Captain America to come out and enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah.
But before Captain America comes out, I finally watched Venom Last Dance last night.
Oh, you watched it last night?
I did. What is that movie?
I haven't even watched the movie in. Yeah.
Look.
Look. How was it?
Look.
Was it just Venom everything?
Look. It was very strange, also the casting wise, because I'll be honest, the Venom franchise is not my favorite franchise at all. Like, I liked the first one a lot.
I think Tom Hardy does a good job, though.
I think Tom Hardy is fantastic. I would like to see him come back as Eddie Brock into the proper MCU. I like the treatment of Venom itself and all that good stuff. I think Sony is not quite...
It's pretty much like the bulk of our of our opinion.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like, yeah, well, it could have been better. And it probably should have been better. Did not like the second one. I wanted to like it. I wanted to believe in Carnage.
You didn't like Let There Be Carnage?
It was so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
compared
the best.
To what it could have been. But anyway, number three. So what I said to my coworker today was that I was like, number one, pretty solid. Chaotic, solid. Number two, big old mess. Could have been better. Acting was terrible.
Okay.
But number three, great acting, terrible storyline.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, what is that? What, there's nothing happening.
What was the storyline?
Half the story is just Eddie and Venom being Eddie and Venom.
Hell yeah.
But not even like fun. Aww. Like they're just on a road trip.
Hell yeah.
They find a family.
Eddie.
And then it seemed a little non-eventful. Not that it had to be eventful the full run, but it was just kind of like, I would at times be like, wait, why are they? Where are they?
Sure.
Why are they doing this?
Sure.
Why are they in Vegas? What is happening?
Sounds like it.
But
yeah,
in a weird like. And so anyway, the cast included Chiwetel Ejiofor. Speaking of Mordo.
Mordo, yeah.
And then Rhys Ifans, the Lizard from Amazing Spider-Man, wasn't it? Just as another character.
Yeah, yeah.
As was Chiwetel, and then Juno Temple, who's always great. But I was like, there are two people from Ted Lasso in this movie. and then they're, like you said, symbiote over symbiote over symbiote. And Null is trying, we've talked about him in our Venom episode. So he's like the king of all, you know, the planet people, the Venom people. And so they're essentially trying to come to Earth and retrieve the Venom symbiote. And he said symbiote's weird, not quite like Jenny Slate. She like got ripped for that, by the way, in the first film.
How did she say it?
She said like symbiotes.
Oh, okay.
Or symbiotes or something. And so in this one, Null says symbiotes. And I was like, cool, that's interesting. Nobody has a universal way of saying it. I say symbiote.
Symbiote.
But anyway, it could have been more. All I'm saying. It was halfway through and I was like, this is a really slow movie.
Yeah.
And then they throw a bunch of Venom at you. A lot of Venom. Venom horse, Venom frog, Venom rabbit. All these, not rabbit.
Oh, I'll be like,
Venom
wow.
fish. Venom turtle. Like there's a whole bunch of Venom. Like he just keeps jumping. And then there's a big battle where all the Venoms come together. And they all assume hosts. And they're different colors and they have different powers and they get eaten by these things that look like the brood aliens, but they're called xenophasers or something.
Okay.
It's very interesting. It's definitely worth a watch because of Tom Hardy. Come here, Rocket Raccoon. Don't go near the camera.
Rocket's about to knock our camera setup down.
We have an actual setup right now. Don't come here, buddy. But yeah, it wasn't messy. It was just a little less than I expected. A little weird.
Yeah.
But still, it's Sony, you know, at the end of the day. And so not bad.
I mean,
very proud it made. It's nearly made $475 million on a $120 million budget.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good for them. But imagine if it were an MCU movie, it would be like actually great.
Yeah, Sony, that's been the grunt of our complaints.
Oh, which, for the record, okay, well, first, will you see it? Will you watch it? What do you think? Have you seen the second one?
Yes. Okay, yes, I have.
You got to finish the trio.
I know.
You got to just finish it. Do it.
It has, I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's on streaming, what's it streaming on?
Well, you have to pre-order it and stuff. Otherwise, it's not technically streaming yet.
Don't know. I want to spend money on it.
Yeah, you might have to wait. You might have to wait till it hits Amazon Prime.
Look, for what it's worth.
Or Max.
I haven't even seen Wicked in theaters yet.
I
haven't
seen Wicked yet.
Yeah. I'm horrible when it comes to going to theaters.
I know,
it's been crazy.
Yeah.
But
and Wicked is Endgame Part 2 because you have to wait. It's 3 hours long. So, and it's part one of
so it's
two
a lot. It's a lot.
I'll get there eventually. But with Venom, I know it's... You might as well just wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
But you know what else is coming out, Jeff?
Mm.
Nope. Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, I saw on YouTube. I got you recommended on YouTube the first 8 minutes.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it
I
either.
Was like, maybe I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait and actually watch the entire film.
I want to like...
Did you do it?
No, not yet. I could.
You could.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to either.
Look, Sony...
Well, that's what I was going to say on my notes. I was seeing reports now that Kraven the Hunter is the last of the Sony Spider-Man universe. I don't know if that's true.
Of the spin-off universe.
The spin-off. Okay, see, that makes sense, which is probably for the best.
Yeah, because they're realizing it's not making themselves a lot of money.
It's not, and especially if, you know, Venom... Well, because there's this whole thing about breakdown that, like, Kraven the Hunter is already in less theaters than Venom was. It's like 4,000 for Venom opening weekend. Kraven is 3,000 already. And so the demand is not there.
And it's just like with the track, my thing is...
Radioactive Lion.
Like,
blood.
Like my thing is the track record of Sony.
Madame
like,
Web.
Like why was your mom in the Amazon hunting spiders?
Before she died.
Like... Why did Morbius go to the jungle?
It's Morbin time. It's Morbin. Intriguing. I love you, Jared. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Like, if you think about it, the best thing that Sony has released in the last decade.
That's a dramatic pause. I don't know if that was
because I'm trying to remember the years because Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out 2014. So I was gonna say the decade, but it was like it wasn't critically acclaimed, but we love Andrew S. Spider-Man.
Hubby.
So in the last 10 years,
there
has not been one good Sony product.
No.
Unless it's
Sony Pictures.
Unless it's the Sony Animation though.
Sony Animation's killing it. But also this timeline
but
is
because,
killing them.
But Sony Animation did so well
that
Sony Pictures thought like, oh, we can make a good Spider-Man film.
No.
And
the liberties are so different.
And
so
there has
different.
Not been a good Sony Spider-Man branched film.
No.
In?
Games? Killing it. Animation? Killing it. Film? Mm.
And I just don't know... Why and I just don't get it and but it's like it doesn't even make
I know
that much money either.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, especially like again, like let's say Kraven had a 110 budget.
Venom has been their most successful franchise,
exactly. and
it's the only one that is a franchise
because of Tom Hardy.
I agree.
It's because of Tom Hardy.
I agree.
If that wasn't Tom Hardy, I promise you that would not have flown for three.
Topher Grace. I love Topher though as Venom.
I'm just gonna breathe into the mic.
God, I want to kill Peter Parker.
I know. Problematic, but also comic book accurate. So it's kind of like
I want to kill.
But
Peter
my
Parker.
Favorite thing about Topher Grace was like. Dead ass when they were like, so what drew you to this movie? And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I just auditioned and I got it. And I don't think he was aware of what he was auditioning for. He just read slates and he was like, boom, you're Eddie Brock of the Spider-Man family. He's like,
sick.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to kill Peter Parker.
I want to kill Peter Parker.
But yeah, I agree. Tom Hardy is probably like the
reason. He's the whole front runner for that. So, I mean, In a weird and twisted way, I do kind of hope that if they end up introducing Venom into the MCU, it is actually Tom Hardy, because I think he would kill it. Will he still want to do it after three movies? I don't know. But if he could do one film with MCU and Tom Holland and that crew, whew, I bet you it'd be better than all three Venom movies put together. No doubt. But yeah, so Kraven the Hunter, as of this episode dropping, is in theaters now.
No.
We'll see.
Oh, it is.
Yes. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. They're marketing quite. Jeff is hitting his head with his forehead with the microphone, if you can hear that on audio. They have rolled out the marketing dollars for this film. Strangely enough, not to huge blown out proportions, but they have like an installation activation in LA. Where it's Kraven's like...
Do you get to get bit by a lion?
No. Radioactive lion? No, it's like a training camp. Like you can... It's impossible for anybody without muscles. You know, like if you
so
look at the...
So I shouldn't go.
You're like...
Not going.
Redguard.
Tonight we hunt. Sorry.
I'm like, oh, bless them. I don't even know. Bless them so hard.
Wait, what's their ethnicity? Like, what's Kraven's ethnicity? Like,
he's from... Why am I forgetting? Oh my gosh. Now I hate this.
Tonight we hunt. I feel like I sound like if Red Guardian sound put together.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Like, that's what I sound
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. Yeah,
you are the next
yes,
in line.
Yes, it is Russian. He is Russian.
You are the next in line,
Sergei,
my son.
Nikolaevich Kravinov.
We've talked about this before. I'm so sorry.
Oh yeah, we have. We did preface, but we were doing horrible.
Well,
Russian.
Funny enough, we're actually going to talk about him the first of the 2025 episodes. So.
That's true.
And so that means I'll have to have watched the film at least.
One of us has to watch it.
Yeah, I'm so morbidly curious. Morbidly.
You say
curious.
Morbiously curious. Sorry,
Jared. So I am not sure what to expect, but we'll see if their marketing pays off.
If Aaron
Taylor Johnson is working his little tight butt off.
If Dakota Johnson makes a cameo, what if this is the last movie just see everybody? I've come to fall.
It's like No Way Home and what was it? The Flash put together where they're just like one last hurrah for all
of
us.
You just hear off screen like, I saw in a vision.
Oh my god, but can you imagine? God.
And then you just hear Hunter. just Venom.
It's
and you,
Venom.
And Eddie Brock is like, because, what are we?
Because spoiler alert for Venom, Venom dies. So. Yeah, Eddie's fine. Venom dies. But he's not really dead, obviously. He's not dead.
A symbiote can't really die.
No, he's still around. And so that would be kind of hilarious. And I could see that actually happening.
Michael Keaton.
Oh my god. What, another film where he has no idea what he's doing or why he's there? Spider-Man.
What up, Doc?
Yeah, exactly.
What up, Doc?
Yeah, so we could possibly see a reunion or final hurrah, if that is in fact true.
I doubt it, man.
That it's the final of the branch off films.
For now.
Which means you're
because
Sydney
Sony
Sweeney
has to make their money back with a Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh my god. So I just hope that this is where they finally pump the brakes and they realize, you know what? We're just going to let Marvel do it and then we still produce it or whatever. And
pump
we
the
make,
hate break, Thanos.
Yeah. And they can still make money. They can give it back and still make money.
You know, they can make other movies.
Exactly. So, what else have they done?
You know, you don't have to dig into the archives where it's like,
yeah,
what character can we use?
Right, no.
Just make original movies.
Yeah.
Or get some IP or reboot an IP that you know will succeed.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know what's under Sony Pictures.
I'm looking at their 2024 list right now. Do you want to go through this really quick?
Sure.
The Book of Clarence, Madame Web, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, because they re-released them for more money.
Oh, that's
Amazing
right.
Spider-Man. So this is part of their 2024 roster. Tarot. I watched that. That was
Tarot?
Yeah, it was fine. Okay. It was like a B, C list horror film. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, The Garfield Movie, Chris Pratt.
Okay.
Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man No Way Home, re-releases. So half this list is re-releases.
That's hilarious.
Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Oh, that's
Fly
right.
Fly Me to the Moon with Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson.
That's right.
Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Banger.
We all know where that went.
Banger.
It Ends With Us. Blake Lively.
That's right.
Between the Temples, No Idea.
Damn, they're just a controversial studio. Right. It's crazy.
I'm just realizing this right now. Afraid, not heard of that one either. Wolves, haven't heard of that one either.
Oh, Wolves.
Wolves. Not Wolves, but Wolves.
Wolves. I think that's the one with George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Released
it is.
On Apple
yeah,
TV.
I think. Yeah, it says Apple Original Films. Saturday Night, Venom the Last Dance, Here, and Kraven the Hunter. So more than half that list is Spider-Man.
And re-release Spider-Man.
90% of that half of that list are re-releases. So they only produced like 10 films this year.
Yeah, they gotta go back to the drawing board in my honest opinion.
You know, the Disney folks are like, so how much are you gonna...
Amy's not gonna let it happen, dude.
No, never. She'll never. She'll buy it.
She'll never cave.
Yeah, no.
She'll never cave.
Yeah, because
she knows that's the right move to do.
Oh, I know. Stubborn
but it'll
woman.
Never happen.
She'll throw a sandwich at
not
your
not if
head
Avi's there
happens.
Still.
Oh, yeah, no. Avi's crazy. Shout out, Avi. Miss you. I gotta post that picture of me and Avi.
Sell the team. I'm just kidding.
I know. He needs to sell the team.
I'll sell you. Sell Sony.
It might be the only way we get a good Spider-Man movie. I'm begging you.
Boom.
Please.
Roasted.
Yeah. So
you looking for this?
So we'll see. I mean, that's it. If this is it with Kraven, then right. We'll see what happens next. Because we all know Spider-Verse is in limbo. So the only projects that they're currently actively pursuing as far as Spider-Man universe are concerned is Spider-Man 4, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Noir with Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
And then Spider-Verse 3.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
But yeah. So all that said, if there's nothing, is there anything else you want to chat
about?
That's
all I've seen in the last.
Yeah.
In this last month of the year.
But we're going to get you in some Rivals. Promise you that.
I'll download it for sure.
Yeah, so with all that said, yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Woo!
So next up, again, end of the year and the season is here. So join us in 2 weeks as Jeff compiles some of our best moments for Marvel Mashup 2024. And thank you for another great season. And we'll see you back here in the new year with a fresh slate of characters to talk about, starting with Kraven the Hunter.
Yes.
I said that like Nadia from where What We Do in the Shadows.
Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter. And as always, tell us who you want to hear about in 2025. So we do have a few. We have like Thanos that we haven't done.
Which is crazy.
It's kind of insane. We have to do more villains, I feel.
Yeah.
Because we've even already done, not that he's a villain per se, we've already done Magneto. Like we got to do.
It's true, yeah.
We got to do, go back
I guess
a little
we can
bit.
Do,
we've done Ultron.
I guess we can do,
mean?
Yeah, we can do villains that we haven't seen in a while.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So hit us up with what characters you'd like to hear about. And then as well as what you think we should do for our 100th episode.
Woo!
Which will be in February.
Yeah.
So that's coming up real quick.
Real quick.
So send us your ideas. Shout out on me in DMs or @s or whatever are our accounts. And a special rundown for our Patreon supporters. Thank you so much for a great year of backing us. This is the same roster. We say it over and over again, but thank you so much. Especially to our We Are Groot salute troop. Laura, Katie, Andrew, Ariel, Sherry, Tyler, Joe, Liz, Melanie, Edgar, Nats, Andrea, Chris, Ed, Ashley, Jenny, and Robin.
Yeah!
You too can support the show for just $1 a month if you so desire. Be sure to follow us on social, STRKCNTRST. And if you like what you hear, review, rate, and subscribe.
Once again, thanks for listening and watching.
And watching.
We will catch y'all in the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe it's time that we called in some help.